洗再用两个月。
So when they wash again, they will last for another 2 months.
清洁一天脏五十九天。
So they're clean for one day and dirty for 59 days.
但是
，But then，
如果是真正清洁的人住的地方
，A one who a place with dwell by a clean person，
他不能容让垃圾继续堆在那边。
He will not allow this rubbish to accumulate there.
那么当圣经说你们是圣灵所居住的殿，什么意思
？Well, when the Bible says that you are a temple dwell by the Holy Spirit，
圣灵要住在圣洁的地方。
The Holy Spirit wants to dwell in a holy place。
所以我问你的问题
，and ask a question，
是我自己稍清洁到绝对干净，圣灵才进来。
Am I the one to clean it absolutely clean, then Holy Spirit will come?
或者圣灵进到我里面，帮助我成为圣。
Or that Holy Spirit come to me and help me to clean it up.
讨论半分钟好不好
？And discuss for half a minute.
到底是我先弄清洁，才请他进来
？Whether I first clean it and I invite him,
或者他进来帮助我弄清洁
，or he comes in to help me to clean it.
你们两三个人讨论一下。
So you discuss for a few minutes.
大家讨论一下。不要静静的。
Do not keep to yourself.
还有十秒钟。
Ten more seconds.
平常不问你，因为你都懂了。
We never ask you, you thought you know.
一问你就想，是怎么样啊
？What how it happened? You have to ask yourself now.
两个都有道理哈。
You have reason for both stands.
所以有时候呢，你很危险。
Sometimes you are dangerous.
一些异端的思想一来，你感到有道理，你就跟他走。
So when the wrong teaching comes, you just follow them.
因为你佩服他的热心。
Because you want to admire their zeal.
你没有根基就危险。
You have no foundation.
圣灵怎么要进到肮脏的地方呢
？How can Holy Spirit go in the place with the filthy？
圣灵嘛
，It's Holy Spirit。
我们要弄清洁他才进来，对不对
？So must clean，
对不对
？Come in。
对。
Is that right？
不对。
Right or wrong？
不对。
Wrong right？
对不对
？Is it right or wrong？
对不对？对不对？
我
弄清洁了，清洁了，请你进来，对不对
？I'm being cleaned and then we invite him to come。
我问你，如果你正在弄清洁。
If you want to clean it,
你用什么弄清洁
？How do you make the clean?
你有不够能力弄清洁
？Are you empowered enough to clean it?
你自己能使你圣洁
？With yourself, can you sanctify yourself?
你的能力如果够大到这个地步，还需要他做什么
？If your power is so great, then how come you need him?
对不对
？Is that right?
所以。
So,
先弄清洁他才进来，对不对
？You clean yourself first before he comes.
现在很大声，很敢讲喽。
Now you're brave to say.
刚才不大敢，有些人很敢讲。
Now you're very brave to say.
但是
，But then，
哇，那么肮脏，他怎么要进来呢
？How can he come because he's so dirty？
你看清圣灵
，You despise the Holy Spirit.
脏脏就请他进来，好意思
？So when ugly and filthy, when you invite him to come，
如果马哈蒂要到你家，你一定忙得半死。
If Martin want to go to your house, you'll be so busy.
整理好几天
You want to tidy for a few days.
虽然他只进来一分钟
Even though he comes in for a minute.
那么你请圣灵来，你难道不整理一大堆吗
？But you want the Holy Spirit come to you house.
圣经怎么讲
？How would the Bible say?
圣经怎么讲
？How would the Bible say?
圣经说，因为被圣灵感动，成为圣洁。
Because you are moved by the Holy Spirit and you are being sanctified.
因为圣灵借着你们的信心洁净你们。
Through your faith, the Holy Spirit cleanses you.
主的灵使我们成圣。
The Holy Spirit sanctifies us.
圣灵光照我们。
The Holy Spirit illuminates us.
圣灵感动我们。
Move us.
圣灵叫我们自己为自己的罪来责备。
And because our own sin, we rebuke our own self.
圣灵使我们成为洁，这圣洁。
The Holy Spirit causes us to be clean.
所以呢，我们没有办法靠自己的。
So we cannot do ourselves cleanse it.
我们只能愿望、盼望成为圣洁。
We only can but to hope to be clean.
所以当你接受基督的时候
，So when you receive Christ Jesus，
真心承认你没有办法的时候
，Truly know that you've got powerless.
所以认罪不是你把罪清除的干干净净才叫做认罪。
When you say you repent。And that's not because you're going to clean your sin.
认罪你是承认你这么多罪你没有办法自己去处理。
Only by the acknowledge I'm so filthy and so sin I cannot help myself.
真正得罪上帝。
And you know the truth you go against God.
求主的灵帮助。
Pray Pray the gospel help me.
当你接受基督的时候
，When you receive Christ Jesus，
基督的灵进到你里面
，Christ will enter into you，
基督的灵帮助你
，To help you，
基督的灵光照你
，To illuminate you，
基督的灵洁净你
，To cleanse you。
全本圣经使人圣洁的只有三件事。
And the book says that there are only three things that make us clean。
这三样是什么呢
？What is that three things？
就是宝血
，The blood，
真理
，The truth，
圣灵。
Holy Spirit，
大家说，宝血、真理、圣灵，没有第四样的东西。
There's no the fourth thing。
祷告使我圣洁，没有的。
The prayer will sanctify me。
祷告求圣洁。
Pray you ask for holiness。
祷告本身不能给你圣洁。
Prayer itself will not holify you。
你向谁祷告
？To whom that you pray？
神祷告。
Pray to God。
是
神啊
，God 为我造清洁的心。
And create a clean heart in me.
上帝借着什么使我们圣洁
？Through what that God make it pure.
耶稣的宝血。
The blood of Jesus Christ.
洗净我们一切的罪。
To cleanse our filthiness.
你们听了上帝的道。
You hear the word of God.
洁净了你们的心。
You cleanse your heart.
因为圣灵使你们成为圣洁。
Because the Holy sanctify you.
圣灵感动你们成为圣洁。
The Holy touch you to be clean.
这三件。
So these three things
是人之所以能成圣真正的原因。
That is through three reasons how man become pure.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
道是上帝的。
The word belongs to God.
血是圣子的。
The blood belongs to Christ Jesus.
灵是第三位。
The Holy Spirit is the third person.
圣父、圣子、圣灵。
So the God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
用道、用血、用他的光照。使我们成为圣洁。
With the word, also with the blood, with the illumination, cleanse us.
人若没有基督的灵
，without Christ's spirit，
就不是属基督的。
A man will not belong to Christ.
当圣灵住在我们里面的时候
，so when Holy Spirit indwells in us，
我们的身体就变成圣灵的殿了。
Our body then becomes the temple of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是圣洁的
，and Holy Spirit is pure.
他就为我们造一个新的生活
it creates for us new life
感动我们
and to touch us
他光照我们
illuminate us
他引导我们
to guide us
他接近我们
it cleanses us
所以每一个人有了圣灵以后所当尽的责任是什么
and what's the responsibility after we have the Holy Spirit
就是顺从圣灵
to obey the Holy Spirit
不再顺从肉体
not to obey our body
那我现在就变成两个不同的方向两个不同的这一个这个个性在我里面
So now I have two nature and two direction within me
就是要顺服圣灵以至于得到生命平安
To obey the Holy Spirit until I have life and peace
顺服我的身体以至于直到死的地步
To obey my body until I am death
所以第九节讲完了以后
So after verse 9
保罗第十节讲什么
In verse 10 Paul said
我们大家一同来看基督若在你们心里身体就因罪而死心灵却因义而活第九节讲圣灵第十节讲基督为什么呢
And verse number 10 talk about Holy Spirit verse number 10 talk about Christ why
因为你是借着接受基督基督的灵才进到你里面
Because if through accepting Christ Jesus the Spirit of Christ come to you
所以基督是借着他的灵住在你里面
So Christ through his spirit come to you
所以圣灵在你心中就等于基督在你心里
So the Holy Spirit come to you equal to Christ's spirit is in you
基督住在你心里
When Christ dwells in you
身体就因罪而死心灵却因义而活
And the body dies because of sin and also your spirit lives because of spirit
这一节的圣经好像很难明白
As it's difficult to understand in this verse
这节的圣经是什么意思
But what's the meaning of this verse?
我们就清楚知道身体因为罪的缘故是必死的
And we say the body because of sin must die
但是心灵因为义的缘故必定要活着
But the spirit because of righteousness must live
所以我再讲一次
One more time
我们若有基督在我们里面以后
After you have Christ in us
我们现在整个观念不一样
Now the whole concept is different
我们知道这个身体因为罪是一定要死的
This body because of sin must surely die.
但我们心灵不要因为罪的缘故 被罪带到死的地步。
But our spirit does not want us to go to death because of this body.
因为有了基督以后，我们就可蒙义了。
Because with Christ Jesus, we desire for righteousness.
饥渴慕义。
We desire for righteousness.
我们知道罪的可怕。
We know the terrifying nature of sin.
我们知道犯罪的危险。
We know the danger of sinning.
我们也知道义的宝贵。
We know the preciousness of righteousness.
我们都应当顺从义的这个价值。
That we must the value of obeying righteousness.
所以我们里面就厌烦罪恶。
So that
羡慕义的生活。
So there's in us a desiring for righteousness and a disgusting of the sinful nature.
就是我们的心灵跟我们肉身的一个征战。
So then there's a conflict between our spirit and our body.
每次我们的身体要犯罪的时候。
Every time when the body wants to sin,
我们的心灵就痛苦。
Our spirits are grieved.
我们心灵要因义而活。
Our spirits want to live because of righteousness.
我们不要我们的身体因罪而死。
Our spirit doesn't want our body to die because of sin.
我们里面就愿意脱离罪，过一个归向义的新生活。
So in us, you want to leave sin and live a very righteous life.
那怎么办呢？
What to do now?
我靠自己不能。
Through ourselves, cannot do it.
我怎样才能得胜？
How can I be victorious?
所以这里就告诉我们。
Here it says.
第十一节
Verse 11,
然而这基督从死里复活的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵使你们必死的身体又活过来。
And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who lives in you.
那这一段的圣经我又分成几个层次来讲。
This passage on the divide into various parts to expound.
第一个层次。
The first level.
圣灵在我们里面到底要成全什么
？The Holy Spirit, what does He want to accomplish in us?
圣灵要我们从死里复活。
The Holy Spirit want to raise us from the dead.
圣灵要我们离开死亡的生活。
The Holy Spirit want us to leave the life of death.
归入新生命的生活
to enter into a life of a new life
圣灵不但是使人洁净的灵
the Holy Spirit does not only sanctify us
圣灵是赐生命的灵
but also a spirit that gives life
你说在哪里啊
where
就在第二节
verse 2
第一节说如今在基督里的人就不定罪了
because we want to say he who are in Christ is not condemned
第二节因为赐生命圣灵的灵
because the law of the spirit of life 在
基督里释放了我
in Christ Jesus set me free
使我脱离罪和死的力量
so that I can be set free from the power of sin and death
所以上帝把灵赐在我们里面
so God has given the spirit in us
就运行一个新的能力
so it work out a new force
使我们脱离罪和死的力
that we live escape from this law of sin and death
脱离什么
from what
罪
sin and
死的力
death
好所以圣灵在我们里面
so the Holy Spirit dwells in us
他不是住在里面随随便便
He is not simply dwelling in us
他做一个工作
He works
脱离罪
To live sin
脱离罪
To live sin
脱离死
To live death
脱离死
To live death
所以罪同死的规律不能再捆绑你
So the law of sin and death cannot even bind you
圣灵要叫你脱离罪和死的规律
So he will set you free from the law of sin and death
上帝把圣灵赐下来的原因
So that's the reason for God to give us the Holy Spirit
所以那我们如果真明白这件事
So if we truly understand this
我们就感谢上帝
We praise God
感谢主
We praise the Lord
你的灵在我里面
Because your spirit is in us
原来是要我脱离罪同死的规律
Wanting me to be set free from the law of sin and death
我就因为神的灵跟那真理的光照
Because of the spirit of God and his illumination
我知道这个身体是必死的
I know this body will surely die
身体因罪而死
Die because of sin
我现在不是因身体活着
Now I live not because of body
我不是靠身体而活
Not through the body that I live
叫人活的不是身体是灵
He who caused me to live is the spirit
这是约翰福音第六章六十三节告诉我
And John chapter 6 verse 63
叫人活的不是身体是灵
He who causes you to live is not the body but the spirit
叫人活的乃是灵
He who causes you to live is the spirit
身体是无益的
The body is useless
我对你们所讲的话就是灵就是身体
What I speak to you is life is spirit
耶稣那句话不是说身体没有用
And Jesus is saying that our body is useless.
耶稣那句话是说，身体在使一个人成为活人的事情上本身是没有用的。
And with that body to a person who is alive is no use.
是灵使一个人活着，不是身体。
But it is still that causes you to lift the body.
所以呢，圣经很清楚的一方面告诉我们，我们的身体是圣灵的殿。
On one hand, it clearly says that our body is a temple of the Spirit.
另外一方面告诉我们，
这
必死的身体，若没有灵，它本来就是死的东西。
This body that will die without the Spirit, it surely will die.
因为叫人活的乃是灵。
Because that we cause it to live is a spirit.
所以我信主以后，
so after I believe in Christ,
你信主以后，
after you believe in Christ,
我们不是欠肉体的债。
We are not in debt to the body.
靠着肉体活着，
through it that we live,
顺从肉体的情欲，
through it that we live to the flesh,
一天到晚服侍肉体。
Then we serve the lust.
我们里面没有主见，相反变成我们肉体的奴隶。
We don't have a standby, we become a slave of body. No.
相反的是什么呢？
The reverse.
我要克服我的肉体。
I want to conquer my body.
支配我的肉体。
I want to control my body.
我要照着神的心意来使用我的肉体。
According to the mind of God, I want to use my body.
像保罗说，我是攻克己身，叫身服我。
Paul said that I want to be victorious over my body. My body subdued unto me.
你说那个我是什么？
Who is that for me?
那是彼此，不是我。
That's the no.
那我是里面这个我。
The inner me.
里面这个我有圣灵同在了。
The inner me has togetherness of the spirit.
我这个我
，and this me
就要去胜过这个身体。
It will be victorious over my body.
我要超越这个身体。
I want to supersede my body.
支配这个身体。
Control my body.
用这个身体。
Use my body.
那么怎么用它呢
？How to use?
怎么支配它呢
？How to control?
用什么原则呢
？With what principle?
你记得我对你讲过一句话
I've said
天国里面统治的原则就是义
The principle of the heavenly kingdom is righteousness
对不对呢在撒旦的国度里面统治的原则就是罪
In Satan's kingdom the principle of control is sin
我还没有信主以前
Before I believe in Jesus
罪的原则统治我的身体
It's the principle of sin that controls my body
现在我信主以后
Now I believe in Christ
我心里喜欢上帝的律
In my heart I delight the law of God
饥渴慕义
So I desire the law and righteousness
因义而活着
Because of righteousness I live
我就不因为罪在身体的运行而活着
I would not then live because of the working of that principle in my body
这个喜欢上帝的义的心灵
and this spirit the desire the spirit of God
现在转过来做身体的主人
it now turned to be the master of our body
那我什么力量这么大呢
how come I have great power
我里面这个心灵呢
my spirit in me
是被造的有限的我的一个小心灵
it is small spirit of this greater spirit
我怎么得胜呢
how did I be victorious
因为基督的灵在我里面
because Christ's spirit is with me
圣灵与我同
The Holy Spirit dwell with me.
所以有了基督的灵以后呢
，With Christ's Spirit，
我就用神的义的原则来治理我这个必死的身体。
With the principle of righteousness of God, I want to control and put to death my body.
这样，也就是依靠圣灵，你会得胜你自己的身体。
And then by the Holy Spirit, you can overcome your own body.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
你想去找基尼吗
？You want to go prostitute?
你的身体要犯罪。
Because your body wants to sin.
基督的灵在里面。
Christ's Spirit is in you.
我靠着主的灵。
Through the Christ's Spirit.
我要得胜我这爱犯罪的身体。
I want to be victorious of my body who likes to sin.
那么这个身体
，and this body，
如果继续犯罪
，when you want to continue the sin，
就是面向死亡。
You will face death.
是罪的奴仆。
It is a slave of sin.
是魔鬼。的工具
is a tools of Satan
是恶的这一个器具
it is also controlled by evil
但是
but then
如果这个身体是交给上帝
if this body is committed to God
成为他的工具的话
become his tool
那么这个就有新生命在他里面
then he has new life in him
变得好像从死里复活的身体一样
look at him with the body that has been resurrected
亲爱的弟兄
my dear brothers and sisters
我刚才对同工说
just now I told my colleagues
如果上帝没有呼召我做传道人
if God has not called me to be a preacher
我可以用这个口讲很多害人的话
I can use this tongue to hurt many people
我可以讲一大堆没有造就人的理论
many doctrine that's not teachable
如果我的口才是好的
if I'm eloquent
我可以一个钟头一直讲讲不停讲不同的东西可以吸引人几千万
With that hour, I can attract many people to me.
那么每一句都是没有价值的。
But then every statement is useless.
我这个身体就变成死人死的肢体了。
Then this part becomes something that causes you to die.
有一个海军上将对我说。
And also there is this major that said to me.
An admiral.
Admiral，
他说呢，像你这样有口才的人，我全世界看不到一二个。
Like you are so eloquent, I cannot see many people in the world.
许多总统的口才都没有你的一半好。
Other presidents are not as compared to you in Harvard.
怎么你去做传道呢
？How come you become preacher？
我不是他讲了才知道，我早就知道了。
Not because he said, then I knew it long ago.
你看有哪一个总统演讲比我更有才干
？Any president who preaches better than I do.
他说我不明白，像你这样怎么会去做牧师呢
？How come you become a preacher？
如果你从年轻走政治路线，今天你不知道变成什么人。
If you, since you're young, you be a politician, so I don't know what kind of people you are now.
我是不是听了这句，我马上洋洋得意？
Because I heard that, I feel so proud.
不是的
，No，
我知道的
，I knew，
但我也知道
，I also know，
最好的
，the best，
就是所有的才干归给赐才干的上帝来使用。
The talent to dedicated to the one who gives talents.
Amen. The best useful life.Is to gift your talent return to the talent giver. 赐恩赐的用你的恩赐使用。
The talent giver must give the talent that you have.
那么这个身体奉献
给你 after you dedicate
做什么用呢
？What to do now?
就是被神用的。
To be used by God.
我活着做什么呢
？When I live, what for?
做义的器皿。
To become tool of righteousness.
怎么成为义的器皿呢
？How to become tool of righteousness?
义来治理我了。
The tool controlling me.
义是神国度的治理原则。
The righteousness is the principle of God's kingdom.
你说主啊，我是你的国民。
You say God, I belong to you.
主啊，我是属于你的。
I belong to you.
所以在神国度里面
，So in God's kingdom,
神的义的治理原则就来了。
God's principle of government is righteous.
所以圣灵
the Holy Spirit
住在你里面
to dwell in you
帮助你
to help you
使你用义的原则
so that with the principle of righteousness
治理你的身体
is govern yourself
使你的身体本来必死的
so your body which surely die
变成复活
become raised
本来走向死亡的
heading towards death
变成活的器皿
now become a living tool
这个就叫死里复活的一个改变
That is a change when they are raised from dead.
那么你用这个眼光看的时候
，with this kind of view，
那是用口抽鸦片的人
，those who smoke opium，
而口是死的
，the mouth is dead。
用口传福音的人
，those who preach with their mouth，
他的口是活的
，the mouth is alive。
两只脚跑飞快去杀人的人
，two feet that run very fast to kill，
他的脚是走死亡的道路
，the feet go on the way of death。
两只脚到处报佳音的人
，with the two feet you go and preach everywhere。
他的脚是活的
，the two feet is alive。
一个人身体专门到处去犯罪作恶害人
，the one using the body to commit sin and to hurt people。
身体就变成罪与死的这个器具
，this body become the tool of sin and death。
你这个身体到处去造就帮助人，你到的地方。你就把一个死人的生命的身体带到那边去。
If you use your body to go everywhere and preach the gospel, you're using this dying body to preach the gospel to alive.
你说你要叫人的生命
，You want to have people to have life.
你自己没有生命，怎么叫人的生命
？But when you don't have the life, how can you give people life?
所以呢，圣灵住在你里面。
So the Holy Spirit dwells in you.
不但叫你脱离死。从罪的力
，No need set you free from the law of sin and death。
圣灵要叫你这个必死的身体
，That this is surely dying body，
从死里复活过来
，To be resurrected，
变有新生命，变成有新生命的功用
，With a new life， with a new function， new life。
所以基督的灵要住在你们里面
，So the Spirit of Christ dwells in you。
那使基督从死里复活的
，And that which causes Christ to be raised from the dead，
这是谁呀、啊？
Who is that?
当然是上帝。
Of course, God.
上帝叫基督从死里复活。
Because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead.
所以那叫基督从你死里复活的上帝。
So he who raised Christ from the dead,
他一定借着基督的灵在你里面。
Surely through Christ's spirit in you,
使你必死的身体也活过来。
So that this body that surely died will be resurrected.
所以这是第二个层次。
So that's the second level.
不但脱离罪与死的力
，Not only to be set free from the law of sin and death，
你的身体变成好像死里复活一样的身体。
That a body is like a body which has been resurrected。
当你明白这个奥秘以后呢
？So when you understand this mystery，
你开始把你的手、你的脚好好放在主的眼中来看。
So you want to view your hands and your legs in the eyes of God，
这个复活的身体。
This arrested the body.
从前赌博
，in the past gamble.
现在不是
，now no more.
从前打人
，in the past beat people.
现在安慰人
，now it comfort people.
从前杀人
，in the past kill.
恨人
hate
现在帮助人
now to help
爱人
to love
从前眼睛看邪恶的东西
in the past your eyes look at evil things
现在看神的道路
but now you look at the way of God
从前你的身体被各样的罪恶所污秽
in the past your body is being tainted by all sins
不就抽烟吸大麻
drink also to gamble and also to have drugs
现在你的身体变成上帝的殿
but now your body turned to be the temple of God
这是圣灵第二层次的工作
this is the second level of work of the Holy Spirit
他要叫你从死里复活
He wants to cause you to be raised from the dead
耶稣基督从死里复活
Christ was raised from the dead
是神的工作
It is the work of God
是圣灵的工作
The work of Holy Spirit
是基督自己的工作
It is Christ's own work
有人问一个问题
Some ask a question
到底耶稣是自己活的或者上帝叫他活的
Did Jesus rise on his own or cause to be raised by the God
好请你注意
Just pay attention
按神性而论
According to the deity,
耶稣基督自己复活
Jesus raised himself from dead.
因为他是神
Because he's God.
按人性而论
According to human nature,
上帝借助圣灵使基督从死里复活
God through the Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead.
为什么呢
Why?
因为不是别人
Because not others.
是神的灵自己在他身上
It's God's spirit in him.
当耶稣第一次在加百利会堂讲道的时候
When the first time Jesus preached in the synagogue of Capernaum
有人拿了一卷的书卷是以赛亚书交给他
Brother Isaiah scrolled to him
他就打开书卷
He opened a scroll
就读一句话
He read a statement
耶和华的灵派我到你们中间来
The Spirit of Jehovah sent me to you
或者另外翻译主耶和华的灵在我身上
And the Spirit of Jehovah is in me
他读了一节就把它卷起来了
And only one verse he read
叫一个那个人
collected the scroll
对他们讲什么话
told them
今天
today
这话应验在你们身上
this word now fulfilled upon you
我已经借助耶和华的灵到你中间
through the spirit of God I come to you
基督出来传道的时候
Christ Jesus when he preached
上帝借助他的灵差派基督到世界圣父圣灵圣子
God through his spirit sent Jesus to the world God the Father the Son and Holy Spirit
基督死里复活的时候
when he was resurrected from
上帝借助他的灵使基督从死里复活
God through his spirit raised Jesus from the dead
这完全是神自己的工作
this is God's own work
所以是圣父圣子圣灵神性自己的工作
so it is the work of God the Father the Son and Holy Spirit
跟所有其他的人复活什么不同呢
what's different compared to others resurrection
所有其他的人复活
all people's resurrection
都有一个先知在坟墓的面前
there is a prophet before them
或者一个使徒在坟墓的面前
or there's an apostle before them
抓住死人的手
and then they come to the dead
pray 有奉耶和华
in the name of Jehovah
使你复活
that you be resurrected
耶稣基督不需要
not with Jesus
耶稣使三个人复活都不需要先祷告
Jesus raised three from the dead without first prayer
不需要求神
not having to ask God
因为他本身有神性
because he himself is God
耶稣在拉萨路门前的时候
and also before just Lazarus too
他不必说耶和华可怜我
he said Lord have pity on me
使我做的工作大家看得见是你来的
the people will see that my work come
to 不需要
no
耶稣只要说拉萨路出来
he said Lazarus come out
拉萨路救出来
and Lazarus came out
因为他是神
because he's God
但耶稣基督死的时候
when Jesus died
要不要彼得雅各在外面祷告三天三夜
would he be Peter and Paul pray for
3 days 上帝啊可怜拿撒勒耶稣给他起来吧起来吧
let this person of Nazareth be raised
他
no
自己出来
he came out himself
按神性而论
according to the deity
基督从死里复活是自己的工作
Christ raised himself from the dead
按人性而论
according to human nature
上帝借着圣灵叫基督从死里复活
God through the Holy Spirit raised him from the dead
所以上帝叫他复活吗
did God cause him to rise
没有错
no it's right
是圣灵使他复活吗
is the Holy Spirit cause him to rise
也没有错是耶稣自己复活吗
did Christ raise himself
也没有错
Nothing wrong.
因为按肉身来说，他是大卫的子孙。
According to the flesh, he is the descendant of David.
按圣上帝来说，从复活显明他是上帝的儿子。
According to the Holy Spirit, he raised and proved that he is God's son.
他复活，他主动复活。
He resurrected actively.
所以圣父、圣子、圣灵是三位一体的上帝。
So God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit is a triune God.
圣父、圣子、圣灵是神的生命的上帝。
And God the Holy Spirit, the Son, and also the Father is one that causes life.
上帝是活的。
God is the living God.
所以他才是活人的上帝，不是死人的上帝。
And that's why he is the God of the living.
那么这个道理用在圣徒身上的时候
，This doctrine when it's applied to us, the apostles,
就是当我们重生得救的时候
，At the time when we are regenerated,
我们这个必死的身体就像基督从死里复活一样。
This dying body is the Christ who has been raised from the dead,
变成活作，把新生命表彰出来。做新生活应当做工作的一个身体
become alive and also that body that work out also a new life
从末世论来说
from the eschatology
eschatology 就是最后我们要真正从死里复活
and eschatologically we'll be raised from the dead
而那些或做迎接基督再来的人
those who are alive to receive Christ's return
他们就直接变化了
they'll be transformed
因为他们已经从死里复活的新生命在他身上
because they have the life of resurrection in them
他们生命就变化了
and then the life was changed
死人要复活
So the dead will be raised.
个人要变化
，the life will be changed.
从软弱的变成刚强
，from weak to be strong.
属地的变成属天
，from the earthly become heavenly.
从朽坏的变成不朽
，from the corruptible to become incorruptible.
暂时的变成永远的
，from the temporal become eternal.
从羞辱的变成荣耀的
，from the shameless to glorious.
复活改变的五大层次
，the five aspects of changes of resurrection.
感谢上帝
，praise the Lord.
所以今天听这篇道的
，so today if you heard this statement,
你很有福气
，you're blessed.
因为你知道圣灵是住在你里面
Because you know the Holy Spirit indwells in you
从消极的层次来看
From a passive point of view
圣灵要使你脱离罪和死的律
He will set you from free from the law of sin and death
也就是你得救以后
After you've been resurrected
圣灵住在你里面以后
He dwells in you
你就不再被罪的治理原则所管制所困难
You will no more be under the government of the principle of sin
那么以后呢
After that
你现在变成一个从死里活的人的一样
Now become a one who has been changed from dead to life
叫基督从死里复活的
He who caused Christ Jesus to be raised
就是上帝
Is God
要借助住在你心中的圣灵
He is through the Holy Spirit that dwells in you
使你也从死里复活
Will cause you to be raised from dead
你现在活作为上帝
Now you live for God
我的身体像死里复活的身体
My body is like a raised body
从前是面向罪从死的力
In the past we faced the law of sin and death
现在是面向义同生的力
Now it faces righteousness and new life
因为叫基督从死里复活的圣灵
Because the Holy Spirit that caused Jesus to be raised
住在我的里面
dwells in us
所以我现在看自己如同死里复活的人一样的
So now I see myself as someone who has been raised from the dead
我的身体不是罪的器皿
My body is no more the tool of sin
我的身体是圣灵的殿
But the temple of the Holy Spirit
我的肢体向死里复活奉献的上帝是你义的工具
My body now offered to God as a tools of righteousness
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
他使我们必死的身体活过来
This body that surely died will not be resurrected
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
我亲眼看到
With my own eyes
一个吸毒我快要死的人
The one who take drug and coming to die
没有人可以救他
No one can save him
没有一个感化验可以救他
No rehab can save him
那些感化验里面的负责人是为了一份薪水做工根本没有办法医治他
And those who are working in the rehab center they work for a pay
今天给他吃药吃药
And they drug him
哪一种药可以医治一个被毒药和吸毒的人弄得快要死的这种地步把他医好的
Which kind of medicine can heal those who are drugs
所以呢没有办法
No way.
后来他到基督教的感化院
He went to the Christian rehab center.
蒙神所感动
God touched him.
有圣灵引导的人
The Holy Spirit guides him.
有上帝的道
God's word.
有神的爱
God's love.
有圣灵的能力
Using the power of the Holy
Spirit 引导他
to guide him.
关心他
to care about him.
结果呢
Finally.
把他叫醒了
So he was saved.
使他悟性恢复功用
So he understood
他知道他生命的价值
He knew the value of life
他就为自己在吸毒过程中间面向死亡的身体大声哀哭
So he cried and was sad because of his body is caused to die by drugs
圣灵引导他
The Holy Spirit guides him
给他力量
strength
重新做人
And he became a new man
立定心智
make mine.
基督为我死，我要从今以后为他活。
Because Christ died for me, hence for I'm to live for Him.
但是这个身体已经不行。
But this body is now useless.
已经快要死了。
Going to die.
结果他完全改过来。
So he totally changed.
主给他力量，一步一步活过来。
God strengthened him, so step by step he lived.
他不但完全脱离毒药。
Not only totally set free from drugs.
他完全恢复过来。
Totally he become a new man.
我让他奉献做传道。
Dedicate himself to be a preacher.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
主的灵若在你心中
，If God's spirit is in you，
他要叫你必死的身体再活过来。
And this dying body slowly will raise from dead。
消极的一方面
，passively，
他叫你脱离罪与死的律。
He set you from the law of sin and death。
在积极的一方面
，passively，
叫你为义而活着。
Actively because the righteousness you want to live。
然后叫基督从死里复活的灵照样。使你必死的身体就活过来。
So the Christ, the Spirit of Christ who has been raised from the dead will also cause you to be alive.
从今以后
，henceforth，
我是因主而活。
I live for Christ.
我是为主而活。
I live because of Christ.
我是面向义而活。
I live facing righteousness.
要每次面向罪，看自己是死的。
So every time when you look at sin as if you're dead，
面向义。看自己是。
But righteousness, you deem yourself as alive.
真正的秘诀在哪里
？What's the secret?
圣灵。住在你里面
，Those that dwells in you，
永远与你同在
，Eternally to be present with you，
引导你
，To guide you，
你顺从他
，You obey him。
再两个礼拜
，Two more weeks，
我们要继续讲下一段
，We're going to expound
很宝贵的一段圣经
，Very important passage，
就是圣灵的印证
，There is a confirmation of Holy Spirit，
圣灵的引导
，The guidance of Holy Spirit，
圣灵所给我们儿子的位分
，And also giving a position as a son of God。
愿上帝继续赐福我们
，May God continue to bless us。
我们低头祷
，Let us pray。
我们大家低头闭眼睛做
事。As you close our eyes and bow our heads。
有哪一个人说感谢上帝
？Anyone say that praise the Lord？
把这样清楚
，so clearly，
这样重要的道理
，so important truth，
告诉我。我把荣耀归给主。
And give glory to God。
我的信心得到坚固。
My faith has been strengthened。
我要感谢上帝。
And you praise God。
有这样的人，请把手举起来。
Just raise your hand。
感谢上帝，感谢上帝，感。